Hey, it is a Friday afternoon as we head into the weekend. No better way to get there than with the lovely and talented Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine and Food Coma TV as our guide. Happy Friday, Joe.
You as well. I'm here to take you there.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we get there, though, I want to talk about a wonderful new piece you've got in the new Down East about Tourmaline Springs. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, that was when I told you before, I'd gone up to Harrison, where they have, it's basically Summit Springs. Tourmaline Springs is the name of their brand that basically is essentially water that is bottled straight from the ground. Like, there's no human touch to it. Literally comes straight from the spring right to the bottle. Just filtered by miles of rock underground. It's insanely pure, really clean. It's really amazing how good this water tastes.
And you tried it, and despite what you were taught as a kid, you jumped in anyway, and you can tell the difference.
That's right, I did. I tasted it right from the spring, right out of the ground, and yeah, it was. It just didn't, it, like, looking at it, you know, I had no idea kind of what to expect, and I had the water ready, and just clean, crisp. It's not like I, you know. Not like the whole mountain spring thing we're talking about with the, you know, Giardia and all that. it was a steep experience. But, yeah, no, it's fascinating to me that when you think about how, you know, the source, where this water came from, and, you know, it's basically older than our story in general, you know. It's like, I don't know, I enjoy that kind of thing. And, you know, when you get water this natural, you know, it really has high levels of minerals and electrolytes, which is nice. So you're actually putting something back into your body rather than just drinking, you know, filtered municipal water like Dasani and Aqua, you know.
Check It Out is in the August issue of Down East Magazine. Now, last week you were getting ready for your big journey to the North Country in quest of the ultimate cheeseburger, and it looked like you made out pretty well up there.
Yeah, it's amazing up there. I left Yarmouth. I went to Caribou, where I went to Burger Boy. I got burger and fries, got the Burger Boy basket, basically double cheeseburger. And then I stayed at the Caribou Inn. And then the next morning, got up and hoofed it over to Allagash, Two Rivers, for a double cheeseburger and poutine with curly fries. Although that's a community of English and Irish and Scotch descent, so they don't call it poutine. They call it mixed fry or fry mix. That's actually true. They do not use the P word, the poutine word. That is more of something in Fort Kent or, you know, Caribou or wherever. It's really interesting.
I don't care what they call it, but it looks amazing in the picture.
Oh, it's delicious. And the county, different than Canada, they seem to all prefer to use, like, melted, like, American cheese rather than curds, which I think is actually more delicious, because if you're going to have gravy all over your fries, why not make them cheesy gravy fries, too, you know?
I'm looking at your picture from Two Rivers, though. I would be intimidated with all of the wildlife staring down at me while I ate.
Yes, there is a lot of taxidermy in there. You know what the funny thing is? Though, the first time I'd ever gone there, I was back when we were filming Food Coma TV, St. John's Valley episode. And this time it was very, like, mellow because, you know, it wasn't hunting season or anything like that. The last time I went up, it was during hunting season. I had this, like, hunter orange, blaze orange vest on, kind of for the show or whatever, that I got at, like, Walmart in Falmouth. And immediately somebody came up to me and told me, they were like, you know, up here it's not a costume. All right. Yeah, I guess I stand out a little bit. I get it. Fine. But, yeah, then I went and finished. Hit on the way back to Yarmouth, I stopped off in Mars Hill at Al's Diner, and I had a delicious patty. Basically, it was like a Big Mac patty melt, which was so good that I actually was able to even ignore my urge to turn around and punch the guy behind me who was literally watching TV on his phone at loud volume while he was eating. I just don't understand that. I don't get it.
It's people. You know what they're like.
Well, yeah, actually, working in restaurants for 20-something years, I definitely know what they're like. Well, but I was just like, seriously, we're going to do this right here, right now.
Well, it looked like great. The pictures are amazing. Can't wait to read all about it in a future edition of Down East Magazine. What's your next big adventure?
That's actually a good question. I have a few kind of burger things to kind of wrap up, although the list is pretty much established already. For the next couple issues, I'm going to be keeping around Portland and South, which will be nice. I generally don't like to go north in Maine during the summer months. I mean, the county's one thing because nobody's up there, but when you start getting towards MDI and the mid-coast time of year, the traffic and the tourists, you know, I'd rather wait till November, you know, like late October to head up. So, yeah, right now I think if there are any journeys, they're probably going to be south.
All right. Hey, let me ask you this, a little cooking thing, too. I thought the crock pot was probably on its way out the door when my grandmother used to slow cook her American chop suey as opposed to somebody else's chop suey back in the day. But now I'm seeing these slow cooker recipes everywhere. Are you a fan of the crock pot or its other cousins?
No, I don't use them. I mean, if you're of the set it, forget it mentality and that's what you really want to do, then yeah, get a crock pot. Make sweet and sour cocktail meatballs and whatever else it is, you know. I mean, I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing. For me, I don't know. I don't have any. It took me a long time to even get a rice cooker because I was like, I can just make rice in a pot, no problem.
Yeah.
And with this, it's kind of like I can do all that stuff in a pot and have more control over it and get a nice sear on the things I'm braising and all that. And I don't know. I guess I don't have a problem leaving my stove on all day. If you're going to leave something plugged in, what's the difference, you know, electric stove or crock pot? But, I mean, whatever. I'm not going to – I'm certainly not going to not hang out with somebody because they own a crock pot.
No, but how much pride can you take in cooking something if all you did was throw it in a pot and come back 8 hours later?
Oh, none. No, that's not – you could take some credit. Because people can screw up anything.
Well, that's true.
So, yeah, exactly. You can have gross food, you know, from any source. You know, people can overcook like Mama Celeste pizzas in the microwave. So, there is some credit due to the old crock pot. Especially your grandma used it. Whatever. I mean, yeah. Look, if you use a crock pot, I don't care how you make the food. As long as the food's delicious, that's fine. I don't really care what you did to it.
There you go. Words for the wise right there. Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine, joining us. Shut up and eat every Friday afternoon. Joe, have a great weekend. We'll do it again next Friday.
You as well. See you next week.